Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 754, down 1.5. March, 753.25, down 0.25. Soft December wheat, 688.5, down 0.75. March, 698, up 1. December corn, 442.5, up 3.25. July, 470, up 2.5. November soybeans, 1285.5, down 2.75. July, 1244.25, down 0.75. October soybean meal, 425, down 2.80. October soybean oil, 39.82, down 19. October live cattle, 127.42.5, unchanged. October feeders, 163.95, down 15. October lean hogs, 91.25, down 5 cents.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. And he is in Atchison, Kansas. He was in Lafayette, but he is in Atchison. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
The last time that we had this federal government shutdown, I know that you have done some comparison analysis of that shutdown and this one as it relates to money flows, the dollar index, treasuries, and the like. What have you learned that we need to know as we think about grains?
Probably the biggest issue, Dave, is that we're probably on a timeline of the weaker dollar being supportive to the commodity sector, especially the agricultural commodities. And I say that because they're less sensitive typically than the copper and the crude oil and other economically led commodity and natural resource assets. But that timeline could be cut short by the time we get to the middle of October. And the reason that is because in 2011 we had a similar scenario, like you say, about the debt ceiling. But we did not have an issue where there was a debt service payment looming like there is this time around. In other words, there's going to be estimates range from $30 to $60 billion that we will not have to pay interest on our debt. And the Standard & Poor's ratings agency, whether they're good or bad since the financial crisis, is really kind of immaterial. They've come out and said that if we would happen to see a delay on that debt service payment, they would take us to a selected default on our debt. So we essentially would have U.S. Treasuries go from a risk-free asset in the global credit markets to a selective default, which I would put that up there with some banana republics and third world countries. And that's a place we just don't want to be, because that would suggest to me you're going to see a tightening of the credit markets. And just to give you an idea, that's already starting to come about. The yields on treasuries that go out to October 31st, they have gotten to levels not seen since August of 2011. And so this shutdown potential is not the big deal. The big deal is whether the government and politicians in Washington merge this together with the debt ceiling payment and raising the debt ceiling so that we can go ahead and pay our bills to the Treasury is allowed to pay and service our debt. That's really what it's all about when it comes right down to it, to the markets. In the short term, it's probably going to continue to be friendly, the commodities, or at least neutral the commodities, because it's going to continue, I think, to hurt the dollar, because the dollar is higher and by quite a bit than it was back in 2011 at this time.
So I guess my question to you is, in this window between now and the 17th, when we don't have, as a country, enough money to pay our debt, does the dollar go and test 79, where the triple bottom is?
I think it does, and I think this is where I would put it in the camp of, if we don't get any kind of agreement by Sunday night, this coming weekend, I think that will renew fears in the dollar. Keep in mind, back in 11, we were just coming off of Fukushima and Japan in a real terrible mess. We had deflation in Japan as well, and we had the European economy essentially in a tailspin with unemployment and a lot of austerity being utilized in the North versus South Europe. So that time period, there was no good safe haven except the U.S. dollar, and that probably helped it fall only about 5 or 6%, as opposed to the S&P 500 falling 20%. This time around, the yen looks a lot better as a safe haven. The euro looks a lot better as a safe haven, and especially the gold, in my opinion, looks a lot better as a safe haven because that 2011 time period, the gold went on up and made one of its two record highs in the aftermath of all the debt ceiling issues and the European problems and the Japanese problems back in 2011. So I think there's other places that the financial markets can park their money in different risk assets as long as they don't see the credit markets freeze up.
Let's turn our attention then directly to corn and soybeans. Where without USDA data, it seems to me that the technicals even take on greater significance. It looks like this week we've had a quiet market pretty much in both corn and beans, although we may have seen a little bit of short covering in soybeans, and we pushed up above a couple of moving averages, but certainly not high enough to think that any kind of rally is underway, yes?
No, but I think you bring up a real good point, Dave. I think with this government shutdown, the lack of data coming into some of the algorithmic trading models that use just pure data from government sources, I think you do have things like the technicals and the weather and private estimates and the Paris wheat futures in France and also cash prices going to probably take more of a prominent role and have increased importance and take the place of the government data. So I think that brings more importance to the technicals. And I think bottom lining it out after such a tough, tough grain stocks report for the corn and beans, had it not been for the wheat, and had it not been for the weakening dollar, we would not have seen, I don't think, the corn and beans find the kind of bolstering that they saw in this post-report market, because we're down only about a dime on the week for the Dease corn, and we're down only about 30 cents on the week so far as we stand right now, roughly, in the November beans. Could have been a lot worse, and I think the October meal has also been a bright light in the pretty dark week for the technicals and for the fundamentals when it comes to the grain stocks report and the fact that corn, you know, got down to its lowest level since August 30th of 2010.
If this crisis drags out to the 17th or beyond, when it's finally settled and we begin to see data again, will it be a period of high volatility in the short term?
Yeah, I think it will be. And I think the two things that producers probably want to keep in mind is what we've talked about in the credit markets, and that's where I just can't recommend lifting hedges. And you can pretty much throw the seasonals out the window until we get this situation settled with the government, in my opinion anyway. And so we've talked a lot about the wheat-corn spread, and we've talked about the wheat bottoming 20 to 30 days before the corn typically. And some of my analysis would suggest that's a pretty good scenario to develop here again. I can't use that information right now until I get more information on the government shutdown, because things will become more prominent and more important as this goes past the 17th or past the 20th. I think, lastly, is you just can't take the hedges off at this point, because one thing this government shutdown and the grain stocks report suggest to me and continue to promote to me is that you still have a stronger hand holding cash grain versus having long futures in place, that the cash will be a better medium-term vehicle to regain gross revenue per acre as opposed to the futures market. And I think that's something that really needs to be kept in the forefront of your mind here in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, Atchison, Kansas. Current take in the marketplace: December wheat, 688.5, down 3/4. That's the soft. The hard is 754, down 1.5 in December. December corn, 442.25, up 3. July, 470.25, up 2.75. November soybeans, 1284.25, down 4. And July at 1244, down 1. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.